Norster Kenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Back in my day, Porter Turkle, that bastard. Beast!
Boom, wink.
The Finnish Conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 118 of Three in the Box, the Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, December 26th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about 10 in a row, World Juniors, and Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
In the studio, as always, with me is Kenny.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hell yes, I'm glad to be here.
Also with me, as always, is Jive.
Happy holidays, folks.
And special guest, which is right...
You can point to your right, can't
below
you?
Below me.
Over there. Can't you point to your right?
Wait, it's like...
Over there.
Aaron, I think you can point to your right.
Wait, over
like
there.
I'm pointing forward.
I'm doing the Brady Bunch look down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he's right below you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek Felska.
Hi, Derek. How's it going down there?
State of Cookie News. How's
so
it going?
Look like...
Pretty good. Festivus. For the rest of us.
For the rest of us.
We've already had our feats of strength.
And our airing of grievances.
I don't know if we've had completely had the airing of grievances quite yet.
We got some out.
We've got a little out, yes. We got together a little early in the day and had some fun and had...
A little trigger pulling,
a little flipper flipping and...
A little machine bashing.
Yep.
A little buka drinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how was everyone's Christmas non-denominational gift-giving period?
It was
support your big corporations period, right?
As little as possible.
We got to make sure we make sure they don't lose money.
Shop small, man.
Yeah.
I guess I got a beef with that.
Yeah.
I had to spend my Christmas without my wife, and so I'm still waiting for Christmas, really, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to get together later, and, you know, it's not about when. It's about as long as, you know, I guess you're able to appreciate what you have around you, right?
Well, that is the nice thing about it, really, is, I mean, you do get an opportunity to get together with your family and try to at least enjoy some time. Hopefully it isn't too materialized, but you know, that's the important thing, is to be able to spend some time.
So, speaking of non-denominational gift-giving period, I know, Derek, you said you haven't really fully experienced your season's period here.
Nothing yet.
Wow, that sounds really weird, but...
I've missed my period.
No, see, you guys are saying it all wrong. It's period.
Period.
Yeah.
But as far as gifts that anyone has received, anything notable? I mean,
no,
nothing.
Well, I mean, I got a Bloody Mary basket from adult gift giving thing, dice game stuff.
Okay. What about you, Jeff?
I got you guys. What more does a guy need?
That's all you need. Wow, that's something.
That's something.
I feel so humbled right now.
Yeah.
my heart is warmed. Either that or I'm having a heart attack. I don't know.
It's not about the big it's not about the big kids anymore. It's about the little kids.
So. It's totally about the little kids.
Yeah, so. You got anything good?
Not yet. But I would say that, I guess, just like Jive, it's the chance to be here and celebrate what we all enjoy, you know, being together and being thankful for what we have. As cheesy as that may sound.
I am happy to have you guys here.
Really?
And I am.
From the bottom of your heart?
Why didn't you tell us this during the Thanksgiving episode? Damn it.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You didn't mean it then.
I don't think we had enough buka at that point.
I love you guys. Yeah. I love you so much.
I love you too, man.
No, it is great. It is great having Derek here with us.
Yeah.
We actually had a great day.
Yeah, and actually, since I'm in the gift-giving mood, I'm going to present Mr. Felska with the three in the box Sambuca shot glass, gradiated for taking shots during wins, overtime losses. And you even get a shot in the loss because, you know, you still need to get drunk when you're losing.
That's your sympathy.
Did you make
point.
Him take the oath
so,
yet?
The oath?
The oath?
What? I forgot what the oath was.
Let's see. With thine glass comes thine great power. And you must keep a bottle of Sambuca in your freezer at all times during the wild hockey season.
Much to Teresa's malcontent.
One shot must be poured at the beginning of every game that you are home. Half shots and quarter shots are up to you during the game.
And an eighth of a shot if you're on the road.
Eighth of a shot?
Well, yeah,
that's a lot of
mail. You don't want to get pulled over.
Oh, while you're driving?
Right.
While we're driving.
Thou must get beer helmet with Sambuca bottles right. And run
foam dome.
During thine hockey season, thou must keep a bottle of Buca in case any three in the box participants show up at thine house.
Okay, I'm a little.
Thou shalt be.
I'm a little disappointed we've never had a Twitter question. Is what would be the three in the box Ten Commandments?
Oh. Let's get biblical.
Oh boy.
Let's get biblical. Biblical. I wanna get biblical. Anyways.
So yes.
I got another question, so what do you got, Jive? You got some issues?
Yep.
You playing footsie with Kenny there?
Yeah, he's playing footsie
okay,
with his power.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how about we kick it into the wild recap? Why not?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
With a word from our sponsor first.
No, that's after
oh,
this.
Oh, after?
Yeah. Come on now.
Okay. Too early. Oh, crap.
Oh, it's me?
So.
Oh.
Well, we'll just get
there.
Into this one right now. So, wild recap.
There
we
go.
Three games.
It's like Beavis and Butthead.
Yep. Deepy for my bunghole.
Yeah. Don't make me put my shirt back up again.
I can't even. There we go.
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
Yeah.
So, three more wins for the Wild. It makes it a record, a franchise record of 10 wins in a row.
That's all they do is win.
Win.
I love how the Wild Twitter switched their name from Wild to
10 W's.
10 W's and ILD.
I kind of like it. I mean, I wish they'd have I think they should start doing it every time they get on a streak.
Yeah, why not?
You know, it's fitting.
It'll just be their thing.
It works. I mean, they start with a W.
And then, I don't know what else. What other team could really do that, though?
So
White Sox?
Okay. And when they go on a losing streak, though, then it's the wild, right?
Yes.
More L's in there.
You know, maybe they should.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, we shut out Avalanche.
Who shut out the Avalanche?
Wild. Actually, it might have only been the Wild at that point.
Dubs.
Another Dubnik shutout.
Yes.
Dubs.
Leading the league.
And I'm pretty sure he's leading the league right now in goals against and save percentage as well. Mm-hmm. So we got a Vezina candidate on our hands.
Vezina.
Damn it! I cannot still say that right!
It's been how many years? And
you normally have problems with your Vezina.
Man, who invited this guy?
No, who invited this guy? Vezina.
Vezina?
I've been having problems with my Vezina.
Big boy, use your big boy words.
So, I think that was our first win against the Avs this season. First two went down, you know, kind of ugly. And then we had two top-ranked teams that we kind of destroyed. We had the Habs, Montreal Canadiens, 4-2 and the Rangers that we I got to watch or keep track of the game up to the 1-1. Then I missed a whole big lot of stuff.
In the second period, yeah.
In the second period, I finally get up to the 3-in-the-box headquarters. And I was like, Aaron, what's the score? He goes, what's the last you heard? And I was like, 1-1. And all he did was laugh.
Okay, like exactly Kenny, like Kenny's that. Like, how bad is it? He's like, no, it's good.
They get down, and actually, yeah, they kind of smoked the Rangers 7-4. Although, you know, Kemper was in that. He did let up a couple of kind of bad goals that game.
He let up a lot of goals, considering there wasn't a ton of shots on goal, you know? That was part of the downer of anything, is that he played well in his previous game.
He was okay at the start, but towards the end of the, as the defense got a little sloppier in front of him, then he tended to let a few by that probably shouldn't have gone through. But right. And you could even see it from the bench that Boudreaux was a little bit upset that they were even, you know, giving up those that made it kind of into a game at the end, but not really. Yeah?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So?
Anything else with this game?
We've had a lot of scoring going all across the board still. I mean, we haven't seen one all-star, like, really break out. Stahl has had some really good games again.
He has, yes.
But otherwise, I mean, you know, it's still been the all-around, like...
Well, you can make an argument that Dubnyk has had a really good run so far. I know you gave me crap about in our 3-in-the-box power play league.
Power play.
About drafting Suter, but Suter's actually had a remarkable season. Like, usually
plus 24, I think.
At this point in the season, usually I'm like complaining about Suter and something he's done, and it's hard to look at anything he's done. Lately,
he was leading the league in plus minus.
He's been remarkably solid, you know. I can think of like maybe a couple times where he was on the ice where a goal was given up, and then he may have, you know, tangentially been involved in that goal being given up. But it's hard to pin much of that blame on him.
I would say that he's got. He's not playing quite as much the central role as he did before, where he was the guy that was on the ice the whole game and the rest of the guys were more bit players. I think the fact that the ice time has been a little more even has meant that he's been a little less featured, but at the same time, when he's been on the ice, he seems to be doing less of the routine things that drove people nuts, like, okay, throwing the wrist shot towards an unscreened goalie and playing catch with the goalie the whole time on the power play.
Yeah.
He's when he is sending the shot, it's through traffic and he's finding the back of the net, but he's not the sole reason because the other guys are getting playing time, meaningful playing time. And I think that's benefited all the guys, not just Suter himself.
Well, and it does seem like he's a little more engaged even
certainly
then, you know? Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about it?
No, I mean, we've been kicking ass and taking names. Yep. It's been great.
It was nice seeing Lundqvist chased yet again against the Wild.
Yep.
We didn't see any shots off of Ranta's head this time.
Yep.
So
yeah, the Penguins actually had warmed the Rangers up for us anyways, because I think they gave up 7 goals to the Rangers or to the Penguins as well earlier in the week. So
I don't know. I mean, they've been playing great right now. I mean, this is, I think, one of the best Decembers in recent history that I can recall. I mean, I know we look back and last December wasn't...
It was pretty good.
It wasn't horrible, but yeah. I mean, this is definitely a very much plus December.
Yeah.
I think they've got, what, 2 games left?
Well, I think the real question is going to be what they're going to do.
Three more games, actually.
Is it actually? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they play on the 31st. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but, you know, what's going to happen when they hit a little bit of adversity?
Mm-hmm.
And
I think they've already been there.
Have they?
Yeah.
You think?
I mean, the beginning of the season, I wouldn't say has been any sort of a cakewalk. It's had some ups and it's had some downs. They've had their struggles offensively where they haven't, you know, been able to get the goals that, you know, to go into the net. And, I mean, there's streaks that happen like that, you know, regardless of who you are. Sometimes the bounces just aren't going your way. It is a game of skill, but there's also still a little bit of luck, you know. Sometimes you'll see Dubnyk, you know, if he gets his pad out there just right, and you know, he might just make that save. But you know, in another dimension, in another world, that puck takes a different bounce and goes between his legs or something. You know, I mean, well, but things are definitely going full steam ahead in the right direction for the Wild at this point.
Right, I don't know. Now, I look at adversity, and I look at, we can beat some of these better teams in the East, but how are we going to be beating some of the teams in our division where it really matters? Like, I mean, what are we doing against Chicago? What are we doing against Dallas right now?
Well, we haven't had a chance to play them, so it's hard to know. But I would say this, though. I mean, if you look at the East, especially the Metropolitan Division, there isn't a better division in hockey right now. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the Rangers.
At least looking at the records.
I mean, the Rangers were sitting in, what, fifth place, and they were, like, more points than we were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a tough division. I mean, you talk about, like you said last week, you said a gauntlet. Those guys face a gauntlet every week unless they're playing, like, Buffalo or something like that.
Well, the Central is no longer the division of death.
No, not quite, especially when you got, like, the Avalanche and some of the other, you know, a little bit of bottom feeders.
And Chicago isn't the same Chicago anymore.
They're not super dominant. And, and you know, going back to, like, what Jive was saying, I mean, if you even look back into the Rangers game, I mean, it was the Rangers that scored first.
Yeah.
Chris Kreider, you know, they set up and they get that they get that tic-tac-toe goal. And, and you know, a lot of teams, especially, you know, at the end of a road trip like that, would be like, oh, crap, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. We've had a pretty good trip. But they didn't let up.
No.
And so they came back and they got kind of a little goal there. And then they kind of built from there, just like the previous game before that against the Habs. You know, you think about it, the Habs score first.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you get? Jordan Schrader of all people that get the one goal. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're in this one.
We can win this one. And then pretty soon they get a couple more goals by, you know, El Invincible, Carey Price. You know, who's getting a lot of Vezina talk while Dubnyk's not getting nearly as much.
Right.
And suddenly, you know, I mean, that's quote-unquote the best goal in the league, and we beat them on their home ice where they're quote-unquote damn near invincible. So
Dubnyk won the duel.
That's right.
Well, okay, so with this all this talk and the Wild on fire right now, are we going to have to deal with Mr. Pierre more often now? Like, is he going to be...
Couple more Shattuck references.
Oh God! Like, do we have to bring up the "Shut Up Pierre" hashtag a lot stronger?
Or Shattuck
the second half of the season?
Or Pierre drinking game?
I don't think that Pierre drinking game.
Well,
you might as well do the Pierre drinking game because
every time he mentions Crosby or the Penguins,
because bitching and whining about it is not going to get you anywhere.
He's going to say the same crap no matter what you do.
I think the bigger question is if you talk to people, fans from Anaheim or Washington, they're going to say, well, good for you. You got 10 wins in a row. Talk to me once you get to the playoffs.
Exactly.
And you talk to anyone around the league, that's what they're thinking. It's like, Boudreaux, great for him. He wins.
That's what he does.
He wins.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Know? Yep.
And
He needs 10 in a row during the playoffs.
And that's hard to do. That is really hard to do.
For any team.
For any team, yes.
Yeah.
I think the longest playoff winning streak is Pittsburgh 93, and I think it's 11 games for a single series, you know, single year.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And obviously, Boudreaux's had, you know, plenty of...
Well, he's done it three times. The only first coach ever to do it with three different teams where he got at least 10-plus game winning streaks. And we all know that it hasn't meant anything in terms of a Stanley Cup.
Right.
He's but had some amazing teams that he's been coaching that have not won the cup.
True. And so I never say the Wild are the worst talented team that he's had.
So what you're saying is we've got a chance.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb, Dumber, Dumbest.
Big gulp, huh? Well, see you later. Or wait, was it Seabass?
Seabass, yep.
Kick his ass, Seabass.
Yep.
That was Cam Neely.
Yep.
Cam Neely, that's right.
Put it on Seabass's tab.
All right.
All right. Are we done with talking about this week? Do we have anything else? Anything you want to talk about for this week?
For this week?
Yeah, this past week.
Oh, this past week?
Yeah.
I guess the one thing I would just say is that one of the, you know, the interesting parts of it is that they're demonstrating tremendous resilience. And the other thing I guess I would just say from a post-game perspective, if you listen to what the guys are talking about, it seems like they've finally embraced a we, not me mentality, where it's not about who's scoring, it's about that we're scoring. And it doesn't seem to be, even with the line changes as they've been due to injuries and whatnot, they seem to be finding a way to work together regardless of how they kind of shake themselves out, it's not like young guys versus old guys.
It's almost like Yo's dream has now, you know, matured and gotten to that point.
Exactly.
It is Yo's not around to see it. Well, he was, you know, earlier.
We passed on by.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
As he went and sipped water angrily.
For sure.
Nice.
Let's do our first ad read.
Oh my God.
From Mr. Derek Velska.
Are you curious about what's happening with the Wild's farm team? Want to know what the prospects are doing? Check out stateofhockeynews.com for in-depth Wild Iowa Wild reports and prospect updates. Follow us on Twitter at State of Hockey News. That is STATEOFHCKY News. You'll be glad you did. There you go.
All right.
All right. So,
thank you, prep time.
So we'll go into the wild card.
Sure.
So World Juniors, they started up today, right?
Today, yep.
Yeah. Luke Kunin.
Kunin, yep.
I'm probably always going to say Kunin. So
Kunin. It feels safer.
It does feel safer. Joel Eriksson Ek, and what is Kaprizov?
Kirill.
Yeah, Kirill. Kaprizov, all Wild draft picks, prospects, all now captaining their respective World Junior teams. I know we've talked about captain, overload.
My captain.
We've got so many.
Oh, captain, my captain?
Yeah, we've got a lot of... I hate this analogy. We got
too many generals and not enough soldiers.
Yes, this one. not the more racist version of that. but now we've got captains in the queue. So that means it's I look at it as we've got some younger guys that can be leaders, that, you know, they're still young enough where they can probably still follow. So it's going to be it's going to be nice to have a good mix of these young leaders and old leaders. Are we still going to be going down to this path where eventually these young leaders want to become leaders and, you know, the Parisis, the Pominvilles, they're basically ditched to the side, you know, because as we've talked, Parisi, Suter, they're going to be here for a long time still.
Yep.
Another, what, 8 years?
At least. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, are we looking at a coup down the road? Or
Kunin down the road?
Kunin.
We're looking at a Kunin down the road?
Instead of, as opposed to Andrew Kunanen.
Kunanen. Maybe that's what I keep on thinking of.
Yep.
He's going to go down to Florida and kill
Versace.
Kill Versace, yeah. I think that's the first Versace reference in the history of Three in the Box. I'm just going to throw that out. Probably, I'm hoping, the only Michael Kunanen reference.
Yep. I guess I would say this in terms of, like, the amount of, as you'd say, cooks in the kitchen, as they used to say, is the other kind of about leadership and whatnot.
Sure.
Is that the nice thing about having leaders like Kunin, Kaprizov, Eriksson Ek, is that you got guys with initiative, guys... I think in many ways aren't necessarily feeling as though they have to leave, but they're looking for the opportunity to step up. And I think if you listen to like what they said about, like, let's say Erickson Ek, his head coach basically stated, I think his name's Monten is his last name, said that, you know, he's not the kind of guy that's a vocal leader, but he leads by example. So that's not a guy that's trying to tell you how everything goes or, you know, his way or the highway. He's a person that steps up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Same thing, I think, with Luke Cunningham or Kira Kaprizov. I don't think they're bossing guys around. I think they're the type of people that are like, okay, I'm willing to take the puck. Give me the chance. I'll show you, you know, if we need a goal, I'll do it. Give me the puck. You know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that's going to be destructive, and I don't think it's going to be something they're going to expect when they finally try to make, let's say, the Wild, and be like, well, I'm not getting the puck. You know, Suter and Parisi are calling the shots. I don't think they're going to care about that. They're going to be like, well, hey, give me the opportunity, and I'll show you what I can do. And I can't see that as anything but a good thing for the Wild.
Yeah, and I know the captain thing. It's a, you know, while it can be a touchy situation, you know, amongst players on a team, you know, why does he get it and I don't, or this and that. I mean, when it all comes down to it, you know, whether there's an A or a C on your sweater, or if there's nothing on your sweater, you can still be a leader without, you know, wearing any of the captaincy, you know, on your sleeve. But
I agree.
Well, then really it comes down to what's the point of it then?
What's the point of it?
Yeah.
So the refs have a person to talk to if there's, you know.
Set individual, not everybody.
It's really more so it's one person that's allowed to bitch at the ref rather than anything else.
Exactly.
Because how often are the refs going,
have a discussion.
Did I call that one right? Was that really
have
a goal?
Have a discussion.
Yeah, they're,
excuse me, official.
Yeah,
or sir.
They're the ones that are taking the brunt from the head coach, so that way the ref does not have to skate over to the bench every time.
Yep.
Where you've got the guy who has authority to discuss what's going on.
Maybe we should just put skates on the head coaches and let them skate over to the refs.
A la slap shot style.
Sure.
Reggie Dunlop, player coach.
Why not?
we'll just go.
I think Boudreaux was in that movie, so why not?
Yeah, he was. He also played for the St. Paul Fighting Saints alongside of the Hansen brothers. Not the Hansen brothers. The
Carlson brothers.
Who played the Hansen brothers.
Yep. And Dave Hansen.
And Dave Hansen, who played Carlson in the movie.
Hansen.
Yep. Well, no, Dave Hansen was Carlson.
No, he was one of the Hansen brothers. That's why they called it the Hansen brothers.
Yes. No, sorry. There was
one Hansen, two Carlsons.
But in the movie, they're all Hansen brothers.
Right. Well, right.
Yeah. Sorry.
But they took his name.
Yes.
They took his name.
Because it was Jack Carlson that they wanted to name it after. But then
he got called
up to the North Stars as the movie was shooting. So they're like,
correct.
Oh, well, let's make it the Hansen brothers.
That was actually, there was a good book by, I think, Jack Carlson.
Yep.
That was edited by the same guy that did the other book about fighting in the NHL.
You're talking about Ross Bernstein?
Yes.
Okay, you're talking about Putting on the Foil? That was by Dave Hansen.
It was edited. I thought Bernstein was in there doing like some of the editing on it.
Yeah. Yep. All the untold stories of the slap shot.
Yeah.
It's a great book. I would recommend it to anybody.
And so is his other one with the fighting in the code.
Yep.
Both of them are amazing books. And actually, they're pretty easy reads.
Yep.
You know?
They're real fun reads, you know, if you want to hear about
a lot of short stories in there.
Yep. Tony Twist.
Yeah, ooh, absolutely.
Yep. Anyways.
So, is Aaron, you got anything else in the World Juniors?
I've got nothing.
I guess I can give you some scoring updates.
Go for it.
Sweden defeated Denmark 6-1. Joel Eriksson Ek, Wild prospect, ended up with a goal and assist. Team USA defeated Latvia 6-1. Luke Cunningham ended up with a goal, and so did, or he ended up with an assist, sorry, and Jordan Greenway, another Wild prospect, ended up with a goal, who's having a pretty good year at Boston University. And then Kirill Kaprizov also has a goal against Team Canada. Pretty sweet. So good day for the Wild prospects.
I'm stupid, I'm Canadian, and I love cigarettes.
Always agree with that.
So, let's do
next week.
Do we have another spot here?
We can.
Yes, we got another.
Let's save it for later.
No, okay. we got one more spot.
Or we got a spot before Twitter time.
Yeah, after Twitter. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, movements this week.
I had a few.
A couple. The holiday dinners will do that to you.
Christmas cookies.
Right. Oh,
I got some cookies upstairs, by the way. So afterwards. Ooh,
delicious.
We have to wait till afterwards.
Chocolate mint cookies.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. But anyways, so Parisi had missed the Rangers game, I think?
And the Montreal game.
And Montreal, yeah. Out due to illness is what they said. But now we've got Hala and Parisi did travel with the team.
Yep.
So, and Hala has been out with the lower body injury. So, you know, hopefully we'll see those two back. Obviously we're, you know, still in the midst of a winning streak here, so the Wild haven't been missing them horribly, but it definitely can't hurt to have players like those back on the ice. So that said, I mean, Parisi, you know, he's kind of had a little bit of a rough go at it this season, you know, in and out with injuries and stuff. And right before he did go out on his injury, he had managed about, I think it was 4 points within a 5-game stretch there, which, you know, that's pretty good. You know, maybe he's kind of finding his stride, getting on the roll. And do you think that, you know, Parisi can still turn this season around for himself and make it a valuable season to him and, you know, just get healthy so he can be a great contributor?
I'm going to say no.
Say no.
Reason being is I don't know. I wrote about this earlier, not to promote myself too much, but
that's okay. You're here
to promote yourself, brother.
No, I'm not. I'm here to be with you guys. But I basically said that this is the
take
new
away
normal.
His ad spots.
Shut up.
promote.
basically, I said this is the new normal with Parisi, and I think we're there. I don't feel like I've said anything wrong. He is not the same player he was before. And I think if any of you out there has suffered a back injury, you know, that's something that once it happens, it changes how you basically live the rest of your life. And I think that's what we're seeing with Parisi. I know it's illness. I saw a person on Twitter today ask Russo pretty point blank, is this something to do with his back? And he was pretty tight-lipped, which to me tells me you're pretty close to the truth. And
because if you're off base, he'll call you out and say, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, like he did with me last week about
Olaf Sensor. Oh, what was that about?
I had an Iowa fan tweet me about Olsen's waiting in the airport. We think he's traded. So I'm like, okay, I'll post that as a scoop. I'm like, Olsen's at the airport. I think he's traded. And the next thing I know, Russo, LOL. And he's like, I think he wants to go home to his family. So if you're way off base, he'll definitely chime in. Even though he supposedly doesn't follow you, you'll suddenly get a tweet from him.
I love that because it was like out of nowhere. It was like, It wasn't like you tweeted at him or anything.
I didn't. I
it
did
was
not.
Out of nowhere. I was like, yep. Whoa.
So then I tweeted back to him, like, don't shoot the messenger. That's what the Iowa fans are saying. And he's like, I think he wants to go see his family, okay? He's just going to Colorado.
I actually, speaking of Russo, he just tweeted, Schrader is officially recalled by the Wild.
Yep.
And as he reported earlier, too, I expect Eric Holla is traveling. That is a direct quote from Russo.
According to the latest with Russo on that is that it seems as though Holla will be back for Nashville on Tuesday, but Parisi seems to be still out, which to me lends back to the
more than
back injury theory that it's not just illness.
Yep.
And you know, like I said, I if you really watch Parisi's game, you're seeing a player that's now being forced by his own choices. And I'm not trying to say that he's a wimp or that he's wimping out. Cause I mean, if you've suffered a back injury, you know what it feels like and that you just can't live your life the same way. And he cannot afford to go into the crease area and take the abuse he took before.
And that, but and the problem is that.
So he has to play in the perimeter and, right. and that, he's not going to score as much there.
And that's not his game.
No, it isn't. Yeah. He's been a goal crease player his whole career.
Yep.
And, you know, no matter how good your shot is, you're not going to score as much farther away as you are from in close. And unfortunately, that's the new reality. And, you know, are we going to be feeling like we're getting as much money's worth?
Nope.
Nope. But that's it. I mean, you can only take that abuse for so long. Your body's only going to take that abuse for so long. And, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, we're at that point with our alternate captain.
That's actually kind of a funny point. I happened to be watching Any Given Sunday last night with Al Pacino and Cameron Diaz, I think, in there. And there's one point where I think this is like star tackle, linebacker maybe, where they're like, you got to pull him. Like, he's had like a numerous like hairline fracture in his neck, and it could lead to paralysis. Yep. He was like, give me another cortisone shot.
Yep. It's like North Dallas 40.
Yeah.
Give me the shot.
Give me the shot.
Yep. And you just can't do that for so. I mean, there's some point where it doesn't matter if you give the shot. You're going to be either a cripple by the time you're done with it. And like I said, I'm not questioning Parisi's heart. I'm not saying that he's wimping out at all. I'm just saying that his body just isn't letting him do what he used to. And
he's getting old just with the rest of us.
Well, I mean. But it's also, I mean, you and I aren't taking the abuse like he's taking in front of the crease.
Speak for yourself.
Well, he's got...
Oh, Chive, I'm sorry.
He's got multiple kids.
So your wife's just sitting there cross-checking in the back. You take it.
Wait, so...
If that's what you call hitting me with
the... You can't do that!
Yeah. Right.
Where's the penalty?
Yeah. Oh, you'd like the penalty box.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
We need a whip, I think.
Now just because you look like a gimp don't mean you play like a gimp.
That's our new show.
So that's about it on that. Upcoming, we've got the Predators.
Birds. The trashville
Predators.
Tomorrow night. Then we've also got the Islanders and the Blue Jackets here.
That Blue Jackets game is going to be the real interesting one.
Yep, that's the real test out of the three.
Yep.
I honestly, though, I think the one that we're going to lose is going to be the easy one against the Islanders.
And I wouldn't say that's an easy game.
I wouldn't
either.
Say easy. Yeah.
I mean, they haven't been looking too good, but I mean, their players have been streaky. Their goaltending hasn't been much.
Well,
their goaltending's been all right actually compared to the league.
And speaking of streaky, I mean, the Wild currently have a 10-game winning streak that we've mentioned here. How long do you guys think that this streak can go? Do you think that this is it and we're going to...
How many games do we have left?
We're at 33 games, so we
So
have...
we got 33.
Shut up.
49?
45.
Shut up.
I'm going with 44.
44 games winning streak?
No, an additional 44. So we'll have 54 total.
Okay.
That's believable.
54 in a row.
So it is said, so it shall be done. Can I lose my Nostrius title yet?
You know, if you wanted to shoot, you should have came today.
But anyway, that's true.
I'm feeling left out.
I think the Predators is going to be a good little test to start. Predators are probably going to be pretty focused and angry after what happened the last time we played them. And it'll be a good test to see how well the Wild do, basically with 3 days off and no practice, because the nature of the league rules doesn't have a lot them. Under practice
yeah.
the 24th, 25th, and 26th. So they get on a plane and go to Nashville, and boom, boom, you're playing with no practice. So that'll be a...
Oh, Nashville's not going to get the practice either. The only difference is they're not
They
traveling.
Might have a chance to practice in the morning a little bit, because you're not allowed to practice until the 27th or whatever. Yeah. So they'll at least maybe have a chance to have a morning skate. We won't even have that.
I mean, would they actually... Yeah, I mean, they're not going to run those guys full bore that first day.
Okay, I gotta do it. Well, he might be, because, I mean, let's face it, we're ahead of him in the standings. So
have the Wild open that new rooftop rink that they're going to be opening on the old Macy's in downtown St. Paul?
You mean what? The old what?
Wasn't it the old Macy's?
What? I thought it was the Dayton's.
The old Dayton's?
Might have been whatever.
Well, it was definitely the old Dayton's.
Sorry, I'm making a point here.
Okay. So, but anyways, if they've got that rink up there, maybe they could hold their practice. They could get a helicopter that would just land. They got to have a helipad up there. And just take them right there.
They're like 3 minutes away from the St. Paul airport.
Right.
Why don't they just drive there afterwards?
Time.
Well.
Well, how much are you going to save from a helicopter?
They could just take a Greyhound to Trashville.
If you get a big enough one, you could actually have that Greyhound have a trailer behind it, and you could do shooting drills at Dubnyk in the trailer while it's going on. We'll get one of those refrigerated trailers.
You just got to watch out when you're driving through Chicago, because Dave Matthews Band might be dumping all their shit on top of you.
Or if
Cheap Trick in Rockford.
Wow.
If you got to go by Carolina, your ice might melt.
Yep.
Well, this definitely took a turn. Yep. I think it's time for a sponsor break.
All right.
Okay. Did you miss last night's Wild game, but don't want to watch the DVR recording? Check out stateofhockeynews.com, where we cover every Wild game. We provide the fans' perspective of the game with great depth and detail, so you can feel as you didn't miss a thing. Follow us at State of Hockey News or stateofhockeynews.com, STATEOFHCKY news. You'll be glad you did.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you, prep.
All right. And that brings us to Twitter Talk.
I think Teresa wanted us to do something before it gets too late.
Oh.
Okay. What are we doing, Teresa?
It's probably the gifts.
Oh.
She had mentioned not that like, way not like, back when.
Not like the little videos, but like the gifts. They're right here.
Oh, the gifts.
The right. Bag.
Who's in charge of the bag?
I think that'd be Derek.
Who's got the sack?
It came from him.
The sacko.
You guys want to touch my sack?
There is no more sacko. Sacko.
Sacko?
Sacko's done.
Yes, put him on the megabus.
Okay, this is to Kenny.
Uh-oh.
From
Uh-oh.
Teresa.
Lump of coal.
It's a lump of something.
Oh, that's what he deserves.
Well, this is to me.
Frozen dog poop.
I actually got something.
Look at that.
First time ever. A-A-Ron. Literally A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
It even says A-A-Ron.
And John.
All right. Thank you.
So I think that's it. Yep, that's it. So I suppose that we should probably open it all at the same time. All
right, let's do that.
And then show off what we all got.
Right. Okay.
I literally have no clue. I did not look, which is really weird for me. I normally would. Uh-oh.
Nice. We got black licorice.
Double zoot.
Double Zoot black licorice. Teresa, I will be eating this on the show for the rest of the season. So when you can't understand what I'm saying, it's either this or the other black licorice.
Wow.
Or the nuts.
Yes.
Nuts and black licorice. That's all you need.
You got to love when one of the top ingredients is ammonium chloride.
Yes.
It'll taste just like the shells we were shooting earlier.
Yep.
Nice. All right.
Amodum and Matafia.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, honey. I can say honey because she's my wife.
Oh, the salty kind. This is weird.
Is this salty licorice?
This is the weird Norwegian kind. I had a Danish foreign exchange student, and he's like, "You should try this, Mr. Felska. It's very good." He did sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I swear to God. His name's Emil. Holy crap, salt. Oh my God.
It's like a salt lake.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I'll man up and get through the salt.
I'm not. I already pushed out of that.
Holy Christ.
It only gets worse.
She's laughing.
It only gets worse.
It does get
worse. Oh, my God. What'd you get, woman?
Kenny, if you can make it the whole way through that thing.
I'm working on it. I'm going to have to drink some water.
I'll tell you what, there's some ice out in the driveway out there. Throw some licorice on it. We'll eat it away.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why she was asking about the gifts way early on.
Oh, oh. This stuff's gross. Honey, this is a crappy gift.
It is coal. She got us coal.
She totally did get us coal.
Oh my God, this is awful.
I can't do that.
Aaron, I'm almost through it off without drinking water.
You had a little sip of water. I saw you.
Honestly,
I did not. But you can go back to the tape.
I think that is literally ground up tire with salt on it.
It's ground up Minnesotan tire after all winter.
Tread shaven.
Pre-salted.
Mm.
Oh,
Bridgestone.
Wow. I don't know.
Those would probably work good on
my advanced palate thought it was more of a Michelin.
Oh, you gotta like swirl it or whatever to feel the earth.
Get the nose on it.
Oh man, that is awful. I tried being gracious about it.
You're crying, I'm crying.
Your mom goes, you know, you should always be thankful for a gift, but I mean, I don't know if I can do anything with that.
I'm going to use this as punishment for other people.
Your employees at work? Hey, Jive, you did a good job.
I got some holiday candy. You guys want some?
Sure.
I like sweets.
That is pure gross.
Yeah, you put it in that dish out there, and then those people who like always come by and steal all the candy.
Yeah, it's like we'll
give it to your kids.
Well, at work we've got, you know, a candy dish next to like a little coin bank. As you take candy, you're supposed to put some change in. There's people that don't take any; they take candy, but put no change in. That's what we need to put
Teresa
in there.
Teresa said that's payback for telling. That's payback for telling how evil I was for hating licorice.
This is not licorice.
That's not licorice. That's hate. That is pure hate. Pure hate with a salty aftertaste. Disgusting.
So while we're on the topic of Teresa, Twitter talk. Question from Teresa at MNSota24.
Do we need a bumper for that?
I already got the bumper.
Okay, never mind.
We ate Teresa. Treats it. Boost Boudreaux, more Yoda or Obi-Wan Kenobi? Discuss.
I'm a Star Trek guy.
He's more of a...
Long and prosper?
He's more of a...
I'm going to go with an Obi-Wan Kenobi guy.
He's more of a Bones, I would say.
Bones. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a ripcord.
I can totally see that, actually. He's not Spock, because he's not, like...
Logical?
Yeah. He's totally Bones.
Yeah.
I think he's more Obi-Wan Kenobi, because he doesn't speak in riddles like Yoda does. He doesn't, like, ask a question as he gives an answer.
Lemaire was Yoda.
That's right, them guys in Butch. You get the puck and you do something with
Butch
it.
Butch in net goes puck.
Goal net to goal puck does it.
You have to put goal in puck to make net. Yes.
That's right.
I don't know why he's Russian now, but okay.
Yeah, well.
So
Picard or Kirk was Teresa's follow up to that.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with, you know what? I think I'm gonna go with Kirk on this.
I'm gonna go Kirk as well.
I think he's a little bit more straightforward and a little bit more demanding, a little bit more hands on.
Oh, Picard's demanding, but
yeah, but he's more shoot first, ask questions later. Picard's always like, let them destroy a half our shields before we start firing.
Right. This is true. Yeah, yeah. Kirk, you're totally right. Kirk is definitely
has been.
Kirk is more
shoot from the hip.
Shoot from the hip, and I think that's more Boudreaux style.
Yeah, and get with all the alien chicks.
Exactly. And that by that we mean Haagen-Dazs.
That's right. Not this alien freaking licorice shit. God,
Alien licorice.
This is seriously like the AIDS of candy.
Alien licorice. Another question coming in from Teresa. We've all had disappointing Christmas gifts.
Wow. We're going to go with
Jesus,
this.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe we should have waited to open this.
Who was the most disappointing wild free agent in team history?
Oh, man. And now I got to think back to free agency and who actually came in free agent.
I guess I have one.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Sean Hill. Sean Hill, we signed as a free agent, only
that's
to find out.
Quarterback, isn't it?
That's a different Sean Hill.
That's this a different Sean
Hill. This is Duluth East's alum, Sean Hill, S-E-A-A-N, who was suspended for 19 games due to a steroid violation as we signed him as a free agent.
I vaguely remember this.
Well, I posted an article about it today about obscure wild players, so.
Was Mark Parrish a free agent?
Mark Parrish.
I'm going to say...
Yes, he was. He was a free agent.
I'm going to say... I'm actually going to change. I'm going to say... No, because Gilbert was a trade. I'm going to go Vanek.
Thomas Vanek?
Yeah.
Vanek would have been a free agent.
Ooh. Yep.
Although, I mean, he wasn't completely disappointing when he first came up.
But he wasn't the same Vanek that we were paying him for.
But Parrish
not 7.5 million worth.
Yeah.
No, actually, yeah. I mean, looking at dollar value, definitely Vanek is up there. I mean, Parrish came in was supposed to be this hometown boy and do good. And I think that was more of a big letdown from everybody in Minnesota thinking that we're going to see, you know, a lot of that come back. Which actually, he had a great Twitter comeback. did you see that, Derek, the other day?
I may have.
Somebody was giving him crap about how can you... Were they originally instigating with him about how can you call Bloomington the state of... Or the Minnesota State Hockey Champions, and they're like... Or yeah. Northern Champions.
Yes.
I think is what it was. And his reply was, well, when you win three championships in a row, you kind of get that title.
Yeah.
Right.
They were very good when he was there.
So, yeah. You know, from that standpoint, I think people
Dynasty.
Were kind of hoping for a little bit more.
Yep. Unfairly so, and probably in some ways.
Yeah.
We were expecting him to be like a 30-goal scorer. And
I don't think he was his entire career, was he?
Yeah, he was. He had some good years with the Florida Panthers prior to getting to us, and then actually had some not too bad years with just prior to us, too, from the New York Islanders. But we kind of soured on him in part because, for whatever reason, his scoring touch near the crease wasn't happening. And as Jacques Lemaire says, if you're not scoring as he was, then you're going to sit.
So it's kind of like double whammy. It's Jacques Lemaire era, and it's also the Minnesota thing of, hey, this player was great. We're going to bring him on, and let's see how not great he does.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Any other free agent disappointments?
Okay. All right.
I think we've covered them.
Okay.
Mitch Campion at MJ Campion 34 asks us, Minnesota Wild are on pace for about 115 points. Will they keep this pace? If not, how many points should we expect?
I think it's unlikely they'll keep this pace. However, Is 100 points possible? Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's doable. I mean, I think even at this point, if we play below the level we're at right now, we're going to end up in a pretty good spot. The bigger thing is watching out for that swoon in the middle of the season, which has always happened to us. If we can limit it, I mean, we haven't had back-to-back regulation losses since the beginning of November at this point.
Yep. Candy?
That's pretty damn good. That's a pretty damn good...
It's like the creepy grandma candy.
No!
I would take that at this point.
Yep. Over this crap. Yep.
I definitely don't know that we're going to hit the 115-point mark. But I definitely...
Is that just smelling salts?
It stinks even.
Wait,
you can wake up a dead body with this.
Hold on, is this our new smelling salts? I'm awake.
I could definitely see, though, the Wild hitting 100 points this season.
And I think 100 points, you're in the playoffs at that point. Yep. So,
I mean, what did I say? We got another 44 wins in a row. What's that times three? That's another 100 and some. I'm going with 150 points.
Conservatively.
Conservatively.
Boom.
No.
Boom. Boom.
Sorry, Jive. You were saying how many?
Get the machine gun. But yeah, I definitely think we could hit the 100-point mark. You know, probably only a couple points above that. The team, I don't think that we're that dominant of a team that, you know, I can see them just like, you know, plowing the fields and you know parting the seas and making some spectacular, you know, finish from here on out to the end of the season. We're going to have those times in there where there's going to be down times where we're dry on the scoring or our goaltending might not be as, I mean, that's the one thing that with the beginning part of the season here is the goaltending has just been, you know,
out of their minds.
Yeah, yeah. It's been spectacular and it's easy to win when things are going like that.
When you're giving up less than two goals per game.
Right. Cause really, I mean, you know, we got the Rangers game where they did, you know, score seven goals in a game, but that's, you know,
they gave up four.
Right. But that's what we need when
you do give up four, you can score seven.
You need to score some goals, but, yep. And I can't guarantee that this Wild team can always go out there and give us seven goals. So.
Yeah. Actually, honestly, I mean, that point structure is not too far off. I mean, we're at 46 points right now. If we've got 49 games left, even if we win half of them...
150 still? You're staying with
that? No. Even if we win half of those, that's still another 73 points on the table. You know, and at
114 then or something like that.
At 46 points right now with another 73, we're looking at 119 points. So, I mean, I don't see that as being unreasonable with us going 50-50 the rest of the season.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's a lot better than I predicted. I predicted, I think, 95 when I started the season. So, I mean, they're in a pretty good pace right now. I mean, it's at least advantageous even if they play 500 hockey or even sub 500, they'll probably still make it and not even have to crawl into the playoffs like we've had to do the last few years.
There was actually just a article, I think it was Yahoo that put it out. It might have been ESPN about with where the teams are
people
right now.
People still go to Yahoo?
Yeah, well, Wisniewski's on with Yahoo.
Oh,
you know
they must want their IDs and passwords.
No, I just
right?
skipped the ads and
right
say no,
to
I don't want
to
sign up. Yeah,
in Alta Vista.
Whoever it was,
Netscape.
What was the other one? Juno?
Juno, yeah.
They're basically
Earthlink.
I had Earthlink.
Excite.
Actually, I had Earthlink with high speed.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Geosites.
Geocities?
Yeah.
Net zero.
What was Angelfish? Angel Fire.
Angel Fire.
Prodigy?
CompuServe?
I was there, Prodigy.
AOL.
Coffee serve, yeah.
AOL's still around.
You've got mail.
Ding.
Okay, where are we going with this?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What I was going to say, though, is they had actually listed, like, the teams that are actually potential, with where the teams are right now, is this basically going to be our playoff teams? And in the East, they broke it down saying, yeah, I mean, with the spread that they have right now between the wild card and the last place teams, or with where they're at, you know, they're like, West is a little tougher. But, you know, with how the teams are set, I mean, there is a pretty big discrepancy between the talent of the teams, even though the NHL was trying to not make that happen.
Well, and if you look at advanced statistics, you look at goal differential, the Wild are absolutely killing it right now.
Yeah.
Well,
especially in the Western Conference.
Yeah. Right. And you almost have to try to lose if you have consistent goal differential in the positive like the Wild do right now. I mean, I think we've got like six of the top 10 in plus minus right now.
Yep.
If you score goals and you don't give up goals, good things are going to happen as long as your special teams are, you know, okay, balancing that out. Yep. You know.
All right, I'm going to try this right now. Well, you know, that's because Dubnyk is in contention for the Vezina.
Not the Vezina.
Not the Vezina. The Vezina.
Grab him by the Vezina.
If you're a celebrity, you can do that.
Or if you're president elect.
Yeah. Zing.
Okay, so we have a trivia question.
Welcome to the Three in the Box Tower.
Ooh, we got a tower now?
Yeah.
We can get out of the basement?
Yeah.
We have a trivia question from Ben Mitchum at Ben Mitchum. The Wild have three prospects captaining the World Junior squads, as we alluded to before. That ties the most the Wild have ever had. What year and who was it before?
I actually have a cheat on this one.
Oh, you do?
Because
I don't have a clue.
As this question was asked, somebody else answered it. It was at Tom Hohen, T. Hohen at 88, answered 2012 when it was Jason Zucker, Johan Larsson, and Mikael Granlund.
Ah, yep. That sounds about right.
Those are your three captains back in 2012. So that's the answer to the question. Thank God for Tom, because I started looking into 2002. I was getting lost in the wilderness there. I couldn't find
it. Well, I'm actually a little surprised that, and this is just me being, you know, ignorant, that Granlund would be the captain, but, you know.
Yeah, not a real vocal person.
But he might be vocal for a Finn.
Yeah, but he was also
what is high energy for a Finn?
He blinked more than twice. This is me happy. This is me sad. That's my emotional range.
This is why we have video now.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been pretty dumb on just audio. All
right, Jive, last question.
All right, last question comes in from Teresa Ferris at Minnesota 24 on Twitter. Three in the box, Day of the Hockey News. What would be the name of your militia?
Okay.
I think this goes back, hold on, we got a preface. I think this goes back to a Twitter picture that we had posted earlier with Aaron and Derek and myself out at the gun range shooting off some rifles and then later some handguns.
And we had—I remember who Puck Rocker had actually photoshopped our—he replaced our targets with Norm Green, the Blackhawks logo, and the Avs logo.
Avalanche, yep.
Which is spectacular. I gotta love it. So. You guys can disagree, but I think I've got the name for our militia.
Okay.
Four fat guys. I know, Kenny, you don't fit there, but...
Oh, he's working on it.
Come on now. Four fat guys. That is the best militia name ever. We even got a theme song already by our friends, the Gothicals.
Yes. Oh, yes. If you have not seen that...
I will take that. 100%.
But, you know... Sometimes you get skinny, sometimes the mediums, or anything thereof.
Yep.
It's a great song, great it's
we
I don't
want to
say it's
it.
A great song, but it's a funny song. So
the video is great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyone who loves the old NES
ice hockey. Yep.
Go check it out, Four Fat Guys.
I thought I was raising my own militia, so I was going to call it the Mini Militia.
Mini Militia?
Are you talking about all your kids?
That's your brood.
That's my brood?
Yeah. Your brood is just one part of the militia.
His self-made posse.
I'm making my own.
Yeah.
Brew your own.
It's home brewed.
Home brewed.
No kidding. Well, is there a right week to start eating this licorice?
Never. That's crap. It's horrible. You can weaponize
it. It smells so bad. I can't get over it.
Honestly, Teresa, this is the worst gift you've ever given me. Ever.
Yeah, that's why she was asking about it earlier in the show. She's like, why'd you get started? Like, are you gonna open presents? Like, she's waiting for that reaction the entire time. That is hilarious.
Okay,
actually.
I think we're done with this.
Yeah, let's.
Let's put some licorice.
As we're gonna go back out of the range and bring this licorice with us and do it.
Guarantee you I will not miss then.
Anyway, Derek, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, it's been nice great having you back again.
It's always glad great having you back. On. Where can people find what you're up to and where you're writing at?
You can find what I'm writing at stateofhockeynews.com via the Sports Daily, which is affiliated with the Northeastern Sports Network. That's the home of the Boston Bruins, believe it or not. And then, or you can find me more easily at Twitter at State of Hockey News.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, thank you. It's Yiddish for hockey.
All right. And Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
Pretty much if you search for Nostra Kennius, apparently I've been proven wrong about, this got brought up on my Twitter account. From after the Cubs won and Trump won, I posted I should go buy a Vikings Super Bowl ticket. And right after they got knocked out, I mean, it couldn't have been more than like 3 minutes. Some dude responded back to me. He's like, yeah, think again. I was like, that was like how many weeks ago? I thought that was buried in all my crap. So how long was this dude holding on to it for? I don't know.
I got to say, I recently thought about a Chrome plugin to snooze the tabs that I have. Because I always have like 20 tabs open.
Yep.
So and so I've started snoozing tabs. So if I did that, I'd be like, oh, I want to be reminded of this like in 6 weeks.
See, I usually have about 6 or 8 tabs open, but in 3 or 4 different windows based on different topics.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's multitasking.
Dude, I got the work stuff. I got the personal stuff. I got the hockey stuff. I got,
All right.
You know what they say about people who try to multitask?
No.
Not much. Because they don't actually get anything done.
On that point, Jai, where can people find what you're up to?
You can find me when I'm not trying to multitask.
Or eat this delicious candy.
Yeah. So you might not find me there. But I'm on Twitter. I'm at Chive Midnight.
It's funny. As soon as you said that, Tracy said Grinder.
Grinder.
I don't even want to know what Chive's Grinder handle is. So, on that point.
Chive Noontime?
Chive Nooner?
Chive Nooner. Opposite of Jive Midnight.
Right.
Jive Nooner.
Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. You
follow Wait.
What?
Oh, we talked about Felska. This is the first one. We talked about you.
We didn't talk about him.
No, we talked about me.
I didn't talk about me, but whatever. You can find me at about.me/Aaron or at AngryFin. Thanks everyone for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at 3inTheBox. If you have questions, send us those tweets. Hashtag 3ITB.
Follow us on Instagram.
Instagram, you can go to our website, 3inthebox.com, you got the podcast, you got streaming and all that other gobbledygook. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you guys much, that's been awesome.
All right.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
Hello.